You have reached an agreement in principle on the farm bill. Is that, how close does that mean that it is actually?
Well, it's pretty much done. We're still massaging some report language and that sort of thing. The reason it's not finalized at this point is that we haven't gotten the final CBO score. We're trying to put the pressure on to get them to do it, maybe this afternoon, maybe tomorrow. We think we know where we're at with this because we've had most of this stuff scored before. But until we get a go-ahead from CBO that says that the numbers work out and everything's where it needs to be, we can't really say that we've got this thing nailed down. So that's kind of where we're at. But the big issues that have been holding us up have been resolved. You know, and we've signed off. We think we have enough of our colleagues to sign the conference report. We think we have enough of our colleagues that will be willing to vote for the bill, and we're hoping to get this done before the end of the year.
Let me ask you in terms of those issues. How much did SNAP, the food, what used to be known as the food stamp program, factor into this? Because I know that was a sticking point in previous times.
Well, it was a sticking point, you know, when the bill went through the House,
right?
Because none of us voted for it.
Yep.
And, you know, we didn't vote for the bill because of it. I told the chairman at the time that why was he doing this? Because the Senate was not going to agree to this. You know, and he put us through 5.5 months of not getting any place because he insisted on this. At the end of the day, he had to give it up because the Senate wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I told him that in the first place. So, you know, we're going to do some things in food stamps that, you know, add to the integrity of the system. We're going to spend a little bit of money actually making sure that the realtors and the states can comply the way they should and so forth. So it'll make the system better, but there's not going to be any work requirements. There's not going to be any of that stuff that the Republicans were trying to put in the bill because the Senate, both the Republican chairman and the Democratic ranking member, would not even consider it. And so that was out of the way a while ago. We still had problems with forestry. There were some riders on forestry that was added by the House. Most of them not even in our jurisdiction. Those got resolved basically by getting taken out of the bill. And then we had some issues on conservation, on CSP, and some of the commodity titles, and we had some trading back and forth, and that pretty much got worked out as well. So we're at a point now where I think at least on the Democrat side in the House, we're going to have almost a unanimous vote on this bill from Democrats. You might have some Republicans that vote against it because they didn't get their way on food stamps, but so be it.
And of course, it's a changing picture next year. Let me ask you about safety net supports for farmers in light of all the controversy over tariffs and the ramifications of that. How do you personally feel about that, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Chairman-to-be?
Well, I brought this up 6 months ago, before I even knew about the tariffs, that I questioned whether the safety net in the bill was adequate to deal with what we're facing in agriculture. And I brought it up more than once, but I was told by Chairman Roberts and Chairman Conaway that there was no money to do anything, and so this was the best we could do. So the only thing I was able to do on the safety net was to get the loan rates increased a little bit, which they agreed to. The other thing, I guess the biggest help for farmers that are facing tough times are the dairy farmers. They are the big winners in this bill by far. And they needed it because the safety net that was put in place in 2014 didn't work. And so we've got a very much enhanced safety net for dairy farmers, especially those that have less than 250 cows. So I think it's going to go a long ways to saving what's left of our dairy industry. But do I think it's adequate to deal with what we're facing? No, I don't think it is. But it's like we say, is this the best possible best possible bill? No, but it's the best bill possible given what we're dealing with. And so that's where we're at.
It's, you are obviously going to be chairing that committee when Congress comes back into session after the first of the year. Is this something that is on your agenda? I mean, I understand the Farm Bill is a multi-year effort, right? But is that on your agenda, safety net, vis-a-vis do something about the tariff situation?
Well, yeah, we're not going to do anything until it becomes apparent to people. I mean, I think I know where we're going. Most people have no clue. And so until we start having significant bankruptcies and bankers unwilling to make loans to farmers and some of the stuff that went on in the 80s, until that happens, I don't think the political will is going to be there to do what needs to be done. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that none of this happens. But I'm concerned because we were in an overproduction situation already. And then you put on top of that these tariffs, which have cut off our markets, which exacerbated the situation. And I am very worried about where we're heading. I think we could have another problem in agriculture similar to what we had in the 80s. And I hope I'm wrong, but it could happen.